Yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show. Do you have challenges getting your patients healthy? Do you feel like this conversation's going nowhere? And your team members are afraid to be honest with some patients when it comes to periodontal disease? Well, our goal is to try and make that easier and help your patients get healthier. So today I've got a great one with one of our partners. Her name is Tanya Dunlap from PerioProtect, and she talks about the chronic oral wounds in your dental practice and how you can see them better to help your patients get healthier. So please listen up. I hope you guys enjoy this, and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. I've got a great one for you today. It's a huge problem in most everyone's dental practice. We're going to be talking about how you can take care, address, and possibly treat some chronic oral wounds in your dental practice. And I'm going to leave you hanging with a little bit because we've got one of our amazing partners with us today, Tanya Dunlap, and we're going to kind of unpackage this. So Tanya, thanks for being on. I really appreciate you.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here and talk about this.
Yeah, I am so glad to talk. Now, we're big promoters of helping patients get healthy, and there's a big epidemic that's going on in dentistry. And let's start here with the why. Why is this topic so important for you and our community?
Well, these chronic oral wounds that you mentioned are really at the base, cause of gingivitis and periodontitis, peri-implant mucositis, peri-implantitis. And it is a huge problem as you describe it. So 47% of American adults over the age of 30 have chronic periodontitis. It means they've lost bone already. They usually have active infections, bleeding on probing, visible inflammation, and tens of millions more have gingivitis. And you know, you might think just gingivitis, it's just some bleeding, but it is not just bleeding. These are chronically infected lesions in the gingival tissue, and they need treatment. They need treatment because those infections have a systemic inflammatory implication. And we know that when you treat the disease effectively, you are really able to improve patients' lives. There's, you know, it affects their systemic health, their longevity, their quality of life, their wellness. It all matters. The service that you dentists and hygienists and teams are providing patients matters. It is so important. And another reason why you really want to consider what we're going to talk about today, which is home care for patients, improving it. And there are good reasons why you need to improve their home care. We're talking about a tray delivery of hydrogen peroxide. It's PerioProtect. PerioProtect created this new sector in the dental marketplace back in about 2005, and we've really grown, and it's beginning to get to that tipping point now where people understand that you need better home care. And part of the reason why you need better home care is because antibiotics don't particularly work well. We've tried those as a treatment option. Right. Your toothbrush, rinse, and floss, they don't get deep enough. So toothbrush, rinse, or floss could get maybe to like a 3 millimeter pocket, but not any deeper. And let's face it, Kurt, we've been using systemic antibiotics for decades. And we have half of American adults with chronic periodontitis. It clearly doesn't work very well.
Right. It's not going away anytime soon, would you think?
No, it's not. I mean, you can get a bump in improvement from taking a systemic antibiotic, but it's not a long-term solution. And that's what we're after. We are after a long-term solution. So clinicians will really be able to identify with this differentiation. There's acute treatment modalities of care, and then there's chronic. So acute would be like you scale, you remove the cause, right? But a chronic systemic inflammatory condition needs a different kind of option. And that's what what PerioProtect is offering. It's basically a comfortable tray that has an internal peripheral seal, and that's just a medicament carrier. The tray gets the medication deep below the gums and holds it there long enough to be effective, but our primary antimicrobial, and there are other drugs you can put in this tray, but the primary antimicrobial is a really low concentration of hydrogen peroxide. That's important because you need a non-antibiotic option. Hydrogen peroxide is a broad spectrum antimicrobial. It's completely biocompatible. You and I are making hydrogen peroxide in our liver right now. Mm. And every time we exhale, there's hydrogen peroxide in your mouth that comes up from your lungs. It's completely biocompatible. It is an effective antimicrobial because it breaks down protein chains. So a bacterial cell wall is a bunch of proteins that are linked together. It breaks through those protein chains, lyses the cells. It'll kill cells. You need a 10-minute time point. But the other really important aspect of hydrogen peroxide, as it's bubbling up inside this sealed tray, it's releasing oxygen. It breaks down into oxygen and water. It takes a little while for your body to absorb that, but that oxygen is important. It changes the microenvironment. So what happens is when you add oxygen, especially in deep pockets, deep below the gums, that oxygen is toxic to the pathogenic bacteria. The bacteria that are damaging, that are causing disease, are typically gram-negative obligate anaerobes. They don't like oxygen. So you add the oxygen, you create an environment that's toxic for them, and you create the right conditions for healthy bacteria to repopulate at the expense of the pathogen. So you never wipe out all the bugs, and that's not what we want. We're not trying to sterilize this. We're trying to create the right environment with oxygen for healthy bacteria to repopulate so that you have a healthy microbial community.
Yeah.
That's a lot right there.
That's a lot right there. Now, let's go back to some of the foundational challenges for anything. We talked about diagnosis before we hit the go button. This is a problem in itself. Can you shed some light on that?
Yeah. So it is, caries and periodontal disease are some of the most underdiagnosed diseases in the world. And they don't hurt typically till they get really advanced, right? So from a patient's point of view, there's not really a sense of urgency until you get too far along. But those active infections matter. We need to stop them at the earliest sign. So if you can reverse it with gingivitis, best case scenario. But when you already have bone loss and you have chronic periodontitis, we want to end the infection and inflammation and stop the progression of the disease. That's the game here. But first, we have to diagnose it, right? Patients can't even begin to think about the importance of their health if they don't even know they have a problem, if they don't know they have these active infections or the point bone loss. So diagnosis is we're not being honest with patients if we're not even telling them what they have, right, of our findings. So that's the first thing, and to focus on it because it matters. And then secondly, to treatment plan, right? What options are you going to give them?
Right.
It's important to have an option like a power toothbrush or a water floss or an air floss. All that's great. But those tools have been around for a really long time too. If you want to get, we don't get everybody to zero bleeding points with PerioProtect, but you should get to single digits if we can't get you to zero. Like 1 to 5 bleeding points, maybe under 10 for sure. And if that's not happening, there's something else going on because you get beautiful, healthy gums. So it's so easy to wear this. You just, if you're watching on the video, you just take your gel and you put it in your tray. That's how long it takes, and put it in your mouth. And you wear it 10 to 15 minutes. You start out twice a day for the first 3 weeks, and then you drop down to one time a day. Not only will you have healthier gums in the after a first couple of weeks, you should have at least a 50% reduction in bleeding on probing in the first 2 weeks. And then we should be able to get you down to single digits, if not zero. You are also... it's going to feel clean. So this is part of the, you start using PerioProtect. The part of the allure is you can just run your tongue over your teeth. It feels so good. It's not as good as getting out of the hygiene chair. Not quite, but it is, it's a really clean feeling. You will have the freshest breath of your life. So Kirk, before the pandemic and everybody got used to masking, right? Some clinicians double masked when certain patients came in because the smell was so bad.
Right.
You can, once you know what periodontal disease smells like, you can smell it from around the corner before you see the patient. You're going to knock that out in the first week with PerioProtect. In my opinion, everybody likes the whiter teeth that have gradually happened with the low concentration of peroxide. But in my opinion, the fresh breath is, you don't even have morning breath anymore. It's so nice. And for those patients who really struggle, we tell them you can get closer to the ones you love. It is a significant quality of life issue. So we did this tour several years ago, and we asked doctors to bring their patients in who were PerioProtect patients. And we just filmed them. We just asked them what they liked about it. We got their feedback. And one guy just, he still sits in my mind. He said, well, the kissing quality at home has gotten a whole lot better.
Whoa.
You know, that matters.
Absolutely. It does matter, you know? And so I have so many thoughts on this. I want to go back when you said honest and, you know, so let me just be a dental team that's listening. Now, we're big fans of what you do, and but a big challenge is we just don't value. We're afraid to go there. I'm even afraid to go there now. Like, there was a person sitting in front of me at a play one time, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And they were in front of me, and I could smell it. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Somebody's got to have a conversation with them, because like there's probably four people around them that were just not enjoying the play at all. So you think about a dental practice, you know, a good-hearted dental team. You're right. We're afraid to be honest. And well, walk me through that.
That's just a particularly hard conversation. Right. I would not tell someone they smell bad directly. I would just say something right. like, you know, I'm concerned about the bleeding that we've seen in your gums. And you have the right. chart up and you have some photos, right? You show them the provocation of bleeding after probing. And you tie it to their health history, whatever that could be. So you're always going to start with health is the number one point I'm trying to make here. So let's say they're diabetic, they're a type 2 right. diabetic. I would say, I'm concerned that you have so many bleeding points, but I'm especially concerned because of your type 2 diabetes. So gum disease places chronic inflammatory burden on your immune system. And your immune system is like a battery. You can only have so many things plugged into it before the power fades. If we get your gums healthy, your body will better be able to regulate your blood sugar.
Right.
And then I would just stop talking, because you said a lot right there, and they need some time to absorb what you said. And then once they have that, you can say, this tray therapy, and explain what it is. We have a video, it takes 40 seconds. I've got talking points for it. Once you know those talking points, it's so easy to just present to a patient. And then not only are we going to get your gums healthy, now in this case, I'm talking about your situation, you could say, patients have the freshest breath of your life. You can get closer to the people you love. Mm-hmm. And I would do it like that. When I mean honest, I mean, if we're not telling them they have infections and infected right. gums, I mean, it's not unusual to have like 50 bleeding points out of 168. That's yeah. a lot of bleeding, right?
Right. Let's go back to that. Let's talk about the bleeding points. Now, this is all semantics. You know, we've often said, even on this show, you can't treat periodontal disease. I love your take on this. So can you talk about that? And let's go there first, you know?
Yeah. So periodontal disease is divided into gingivitis or periodontitis, right? And the differentiation factor is bone loss at a certain level. And if you have gingivitis, most people agree you can reverse it. You can get back to a state of health, right? You don't have enough bone loss. There's some degree of bone loss that people even consider to be healthy and okay. But right. once you get to periodontitis and you have bone loss, okay, treatment, fine. But you can treat the infection.
Right.
You can stop that inflammatory process. And you need to. It's so important, because we are focused on their gums. We're focused on their teeth, the oral cavity, all that's important. But the ramifications of that chronic low-grade burden on the immune system are significant. Yeah. Research is now showing that if you successfully treat gum disease, and I'm not talking about how to do it, just it's successful, the treatment is successful. For a type 2 diabetic, the reduction in hemoglobin A1C from the periodontal therapy, the successful periodontal therapy, is as significant as adding a second medication to metformin. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that treating periodontal disease for patients with cardiovascular disease decreases blood pressure and arterial stiffness. Okay, that's super important. And if you leave these gums infected, you have a much higher risk for tiny brain bleeds, higher risk of heart attack and stroke. Rheumatoid arthritis is harder to manage. Dementia progression speeds up. You have a higher risk of some cancers. What you are doing in the dental practice is so important to the, and they don't know it. Patients, you can't expect a patient to know this.
Right.
But going to work every day as a clinician, you have an opportunity to significantly change someone's life for the better.
Yeah. And you're really passionate about the conversation around remission. Can you just give some more context around that?
So we want to put the disease, periodontal disease, into remission. So address the infection, address the inflammatory response. Most of the time it's bacterial based, not always, but most of the time it is. Sometimes you have a sleep apnea situation that exacerbates it. Sometimes you have medication that's drying out the tissue that you also have to, there's a lot of things to factor into this. But if it's a bacterial based inflammatory response, Periprotect is what you want, because the tray delivers medication into shallow pockets and to deep pockets. It holds the medication there long enough for the medication to be effective, and it's easy to use at home. You stick it in, take a shower, walk your dog, watch TV, whatever. It's 10 to 15 minutes, and you can wear it longer than 15 minutes. I actually almost always wear it longer. My tray's longer than 15 minutes because you just stick the gel on the bottom of the tray, put your tray in, and go do something else. If I am watching TV, I'm a binge watcher. I don't watch TV all the time. But when I do, I watch like, you know, three episodes at a time. I don't get up at 15 minutes and take my trays out. They're super comfortable. You don't have to. You can if you want to, but it doesn't help you or hurt you. It's just convenient.
Yeah.
And you need a convenient solution. You need something that effectively and reliably works. And there's lots of research on this. Periprotect.com/research would be the place you go if you want to see the claims and pull up some of the data of the independent studies. Because it's important that people have that information also. But the goal is to end the cycle of infection and inflammation. And that is the hardest part, right? The chronic oral wounds that we're talking about is that chronic bleeding you see. When patients come in and they're bleeding at the same sites, appointment after appointment after appointment. You know, I talked to a periodontist and I said, Gordon, why do you think it's hard to get dentists to focus on periodontal disease? Like a lot of it is just directed to the hygienist. And he said, well, Tanya, it's like a black hole. We don't know what to do with it. It's hard to have we don't have particularly great success rates. We refer people out to specialists. They may say yes. They likely don't say yes. He's a periodontist. He deals with us. And he uses Periprotect to help people exhaust their non-surgical options before they accept surgery. So that's a different way to think about it. But then you're concerned, are you going to lose the patient? Are they going to be mad at you because you sent them there? And there's a big bill at the potential end of the specialist, you know, treatment recommendation. There's just a lot of different things that go into that. And it's like a black hole. You just rather not deal with it.
Yeah.
But we need to deal with it. Yeah. We need to deal with it.
We do need to deal with it. And we talk ROI. Obviously, the most important ROI is what happens from a health perspective for the patient. But it's right. Also, can you speak to this? It's no doctor time. It's adjunctive, right? So talk about that.
Yeah. So the team manages almost all of it. You can take a scan, which just takes minutes. And then first, you diagnose the disease. We're going to go back to that. First, you got to diagnose it. Talk to your patient about it. They say yes. You capture the scan. You send it to us. We turn the whole case around in like 3 days. We ship it back to you, FedEx, 2 days. Often, it's the assistant that does the delivery. I don't know what you're seeing in a lot of your practices, but we still have a hygiene shortage or a team shortage. It's just lots of turnover. So hygienists typically are the ones who present to patients, but often it's assistants walking out the rest of it. And assistants can also identify patients. You got somebody in the doctor column and they're coming in and you see infected margins around implants or crowns. That's a no-brainer. And you'll have optimal restorative results if you have healthy gums, right? So super easy. So it's very little doctor time. I encourage people to bring patients back 2 weeks after they start Periprotect, just so you can see it. Because you can give, I have reports of people like saying, the patient jumped out of the chair and gave me a high five. They hugged That's me. Awesome. I mean, it's fun to celebrate the success.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Well, I want you to tell everybody if they want to find out more, where to go. And again, we vet our partners and we love what you're doing and what you're up to. But before we do, just give us some final thoughts.
So final thoughts, Periprotect is easy. We really have turnkey implementation strategies for you. You sign up for a training, you get your first set of trays for free, so you have nothing else into it. You're going to see the results fast. We are your partners. Your success matters to us. We consider ourselves successful when you are, and we are here at every step of the way. So it's fun to get to know people over time and to really develop those relationships. And that's what we want. So to get more information about PerioProtect, the easiest way for your community is perioprotect.com/ACT.
Awesome. 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 So if you're listening to the podcast and you're not taking notes, don't worry. We're taking notes for you. You can flip up to the notes and you can go right to the link and you can check it out. So Tanya, thank you so much for being on. I really appreciate you.
Thank you for having us. I mean PerioProtect. Thanks for having me. It's been really fun.
Yeah. So it's fun to have you be part of the community and hang out. And I'm just telling you, if you're listening, again, we vet our partners. This is a great one. So make sure you check it out. I know it'll make a big difference in your practice. So hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. If you did, do us a favor, hit the share button, share this with your friends. Keep spreading the word of all the things that you've heard and things you want to see. We're going to keep lining them up. We've got a great lineup in front of us. So until we see you guys next time or you hear from us next time, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. Hope you guys enjoy your day. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Hey, and thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word, and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.